Freedom Road by William Lashner, performed by James Daniels. Oliver Cross took a commuter train to the Revolution. It was the same train his father took to work every weekday morning and the occasional Saturday, the Chicago and Northwestern from Kenosha to the Loop. His father boarded the train in Highland Park, the seats already filling with suited men briskly turning the half-folded pages of the Tribune or the Wall Street Journal, first checking the prices of their stocks, and then the Cubs score, and then maybe the national news if they could stomach it. Oliver expected he would take that same train each weekday morning and the occasional Saturday after he finished law school at the University of Michigan. Maybe he'd catch it from Evanston or Winnetka for a few years at the start of his career, before he'd be able to afford the high-priced house by the lake or country club in Highland Park that was his ultimate goal. Oliver's father, a LaSalle Street lawyer, dealt in debentures. Always the rebel, Oliver had his eye on the more rough-and-tumble world of mergers and acquisitions. But the commuter train wasn't loaded with its normal contingent this day. It was a Sunday, late in the summer, a few weeks before Oliver would have to return to Ann Arbor for his second year of studying law, and he rode the train with his great pal Finnegan, heading into the city to see the freak show. "Ah, none of it matters," said Finnegan, also a law student, though at Loyola, which meant a lesser job and a lesser future, which gave Oliver a prickly sense of satisfaction. "They can huff and puff all they want, but Humphrey has the nomination." "Yeah, unless Lyndon steals it back," said Oliver. "I wouldn't put it past him." "Johnson would definitely steal it if Kennedy were still around, the way he hated him." "Too bad about that California thing," said Finnegan, making a no ice cream for you face. "I'll never get over it," said Oliver. "Me neither," said Finnegan. "Let's get a dog before we go to the park. I'm starving." Being a child of his generation, Oliver was vehemently against the war, which meant staying in school to beat the draft and arguing over beers with retrograde assholes in the pubs in Ann Arbor. He had been an avid McCarthy supporter until Kennedy got himself shot in California, whereupon Oliver suddenly switched his allegiance to the dead man. It seemed the right thing to do. And there was something about McCarthy supporters that ate at him. They were a little too preppy, too sure of themselves, cold-blooded like their candidate, the former monastery student turned senator. They all smiled at you with the self-satisfaction of the recently ordained.